Hello and welcome to Desi Muscles Talk with Nidhi Mohan Kamal, that is me. In this series, we'll be covering everything about diet, exercise, fancy fad, diet trends, workouts, and most importantly, lifestyle. So stay tuned. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Desi Muscle Talks. Today, we are discussing a topic which is something which has been requested a lot, and a lot of people have a lot of doubts and a lot of speculations around this, and that is sugar. We are going to dissect sugar in every possible way, and we will... So... let's just first talk about the history of sugar. Sugar was produced in India from sugarcane after the first century. So, if you did not know that already, we actually made sugar. So, sugar was kind of invented in India. In the medieval period, sugar was an expensive spice, but later technological improvements made it cheaper and became a bulk product. In fact, in India, you call sugar chini because... Indians already knew how sugar was supposed to be crystallized, but the technology for making it in bulk and getting it to a point where it was cheaper and affordable for everyone was done by China, and that is why you actually call it chini. Originally, people used to chew sugarcane raw and then extract the sweetness, but later the crystallization was discovered. This was around Gupta dynasty, but then later China came up with the technology to actually make it cheaper, and that's your chini. Next important thing is about the nutritional value of sugar. Now, a lot of people have this assumption, and because we are so used to having sugar in almost everything, we think sugar is one of the nutrients and it provides us with some kind of nutrition. But actually, sugar is just empty calories. Sugar is 100% a carbohydrate. That means each gram of sugar is going to give you 4 calories, and it has nothing else in it. So there are no micronutrients or phytonutrients whatsoever in sugar. So in all essentiality, if you are consuming 4 grams of sugar in a teaspoon, you are consuming 16 to 15 calories, and that is it. It has zero benefits beyond the calories that it has. But I hear a lot of myths around it. Like I have seen a lot of times when I'm reviewing somebody's diet plan and I tell them that, you know, you need to cut down on the amount of sugar you take, possibly in your tea or coffee. And then I hear, oh my God, but if I don't have sugar, I will have low blood pressure. And this is going to be bad for my health. I absolutely need sugar. Otherwise, I'll have a headache. So basically, if you're dealing with all these side effects where you think sugar is absolutely required, and if you don't have sugar, you're going to have some sort of a side effect. Maybe you need to work around the overall calorie intake, but precisely sugar is not the reason why you have lower blood pressure or you have, a headache. Maybe you have a headache because you're hypoglycemic, because you need to eat something around that time that you have your sugar. That could be the reason, but sugar is zero in terms of any kind of nutrition it provides. It's just empty calories. Next, we'll talk about sugar addiction. If you don't already know that, let me just tell you that sugar is now, the research has shown that sugar is almost 8 times more addictive than cocaine. So basically, once you start on a cycle where you consume sugar, it'll be a vicious cycle and you would want to consume more. And that's precisely why sugar is added to all your processed food, because that's what the manufacturers want. That's the ultimate objective, is that to get you hooked onto the product and get you hooked on, addicted to the particular product. So you have to understand that if you are consuming sugar any which way, whether it's your tea or coffee, or you like something sweet, you have a sweet tooth, whichever way you're going to be consuming sugar, you have to understand that you are getting into a cycle where it's almost addictive. So you will have the same withdrawals that possibly a cocaine addict has. So yeah, that's what you are dealing with. Now, Now, I'm sure the next question you will have is what can you do to reduce it? How can you reduce the amount of sugar that you consume? Are there any substitutes that are there? And if the substitutes that are there are already very safe, what's your take on that? So just to break down things a little bit, first I will look at the natural sugar substitutes that are available. The obvious natural sugar substitute available is gur or jaggery. Basically, jaggery is one step before crystallization of sugar, so it's the raw form of sugar. The added advantage of consuming jaggery over sugar is that it has a little bit of micronutrients to it, which obviously sugar doesn't have, because sugar is a bleached, crystallized carbohydrate, and jaggery is a little more concentrated form of a juice, but it still has like goodness of, some micronutrients being in it. Next, very common substitute for sugar is maple syrup. Again, it's now known that it has a lot of antioxidants as compared to sugar. And maple syrup, even the sweetness index of maple syrup is much higher than sugar, and it's considerably less addictive than sugar. So if you are absolutely a sugar addict and you need to have like some form of sugar and you want to do it naturally, then maybe maple syrup can be a good option as a substitute so that you overcome your addiction. Next, very common substitute and something which Indians swear by and they want to put that product in almost everything is honey. And most people, I think, in their brains assume honey is calorie free and they think, I don't have sugar, but I just put a little bit of honey in my tea or coffee, whatever it is. But in all essentiality, honey also is not 100% calorie free. Understand that it is almost the same amount of calories as there are in sugar, but added advantage with honey is that raw honey, if that is pure honey, will have some micronutrients and it would have some enzymes that can be beneficial for you. But I generally, on a personal level, don't recommend anyone consuming any honey at all. And that's a topic which needs another couple of minutes of talk. So I'm going to address this in another podcast very, very soon. But yeah, honey is one of the other natural substitutes of sugar that most people want to replace it with, though it's not my personal recommendation. Moving on, there is one plant extract that is gaining a lot of popularity now, and that is stevia. A lot of people consume stevia. It is a sugar substitute, it's a plant extract. Again, like a lot of other products, I have come across a lot of studies which have linked to a lot of which are linked to a lot of side effects stevia can have over long term. So again, not sure about how effective stevia is as a sugar substitute. Another good sugar substitute that came a couple of years ago was sucralose, which structurally is very, very similar to sugar, but there is a little bit of a change in the chemical construction, which does not allow sucralose to be metabolized in the body like glucose. So that means essentially it's a calorie-free thing, because your body doesn't your body doesn't metabolize it. But again, the long-term side effects of this product, what it does to your body over a period of time, is not known. Traditionally, one of the most exploited sugar substitute that is used in all your sugar-free products, and I think still in the market, 99% of all products that you see in the market have aspartame in it, and we already know that it has a couple of side effects, mostly to do with kidneys. And somebody who suffers from any kind of kidney disorders is already told not to have aspartame ever. So yeah, it's an option. It's available. Doesn't come without side effects. Again, another sugar substitute that was originally used a lot and now it's kind of banned in most of the countries is saccharin, and we now know that saccharin is a carcinogenic, and at a certain level it is cancer causing, and that's why most people do not consume it. But yeah, it's still used as one of the sugar substitutes throughout. One other trend that is seen recently is using alternate sugars. So I see a lot of people saying, okay, I don't use sugar, I just use coconut sugar, or I use beet sugar, or I use date sugar or date syrup, and la 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 la. And should I be actually doing it? See, understand that whether it's coconut sugar, whether it's sugar, whether it's beet sugar, whether it's date sugar, they all, when you're calling it sugar and it looks like a crystal, it has been bleached, it has been stripped off all the natural micronutrients it had, and it has been bleached in the process, and it has been crystallized. So any kind of sugar, immaterial of where it's coming from, whether it's coconut, whether it's coming from sugarcane, whether it's coming from beetroot, of course will have one or two plus or minus advantages, but it is just empty calories. So whether your calories come from coconut, whether your calories come from beetroot, maybe a little advantage here and there, it is sugar. Sugar is going to be sugar. And yeah, I mean, if you consider the structural quality, if it's sucralose, would have a X amount of glycemic index, would have X amount of calories. But if you look at some of the fruit sugars like fructose, maybe the glycemic index changes, but in terms of calories, there's not going to be much of a difference. The difference is marginal, and the end of the day, it'll only be the total amount of calories you're consuming. So just because it's coconut sugar or just because it's beet sugar doesn't mean it's sugar-free. Doesn't mean that you can consume that and that's going to be a safer option. You will still have to see the total amount of caloric intake you are consuming. So, in the end, what's the takeaway? So, does one stop consuming sugar at all? Or if we consume sugar, what kind of sugar we would be consuming? Is there a solution to it? As I said before, understand that consumption of sugar is going to be addiction. If it's going to be an addiction, that means the earlier you realize you're going to be addicted to it, and the earlier you can stop your exposure to the addiction, it's going to be better. Which means this comes as a warning for parents of young children. Understand that a couple of centuries ago, people lived without sugar. Sugar was not even a part of anyone's diet. It was something that man came up with as a convenient source of a carbohydrate, and mass industrialization pushed it to a staple product on your shelf. It's not a nutrient, it's not required. So if you have young children around you, try to never expose them to sugar. This is going to be hard. Especially when they start going to school, it's going to be hard. But if you have kids who or toddlers who are under 3 years of age, try not to expose them to any kind of table sugar at all. And if you're going to ask me, is that difficult? It's very, very easy. All fruits have sugar in it. So if you ever want to feed your kid something sweet, you can always do a fruit substitute. It's easier to shut the kid, give them a candy and shut them up. But trust me, you will do your children a favor if you start to be on this pathway. You will not feed them any kind of table sugar at all. That's just for kids. But what if I'm an adult and I don't have kids, and what do I do about this whole situation now? I think tea or coffee is the number one place one tends to add most of the sugar, and if you can replace sugar with something else, though I would recommend, and it's my personal opinion, that tea or coffee tastes better without sugar, and it's supposed to be consumed without sugar. This habit initially could be very hard, but if you can get yourself to be somebody who doesn't consume any kind of sugar or any kind of sugar substitute in your tea or coffee, it would be greatly beneficial. And know the fact that if you have a sweet tooth and you have a sugar addiction, you have a sugar addiction. It is worse than cocaine. So, yeah, seek help. If you have to, ask people around you to stop you from consuming too much of sugary stuff, if that's what's required. and we've discussed the substitutes anyways with you. It's not a good idea to switch to one substitute completely and just live with it. Your eventual goal has to be to live without any kind of sugar and substitute. But when you're transitioning from consuming sugar to a place where you don't consume sugar at all, substitutes can be a good place to transition. So if you like your tea with a lot of sugar in it, you can start consuming a stevia or a sucralose to reach a level where you don't consume sugar at all. But use it only for transitioning. It's not something that is there permanent or you consuming it on an everyday basis. That'll be a good place to be. But understand this is a journey. You can't just wake up one day and take a decision. This is a lifestyle change that might happen over days, weeks, or even months. And take your time to do that. And if there are any questions you have about this, you can always write to us. I hope you enjoyed this episode. And for more content, you can log on to any of our social media handles. They would be with my name, that's Niti Mohan Kamal. You can write to me, ask me any questions you have, and do subscribe to this podcast. I shall see you next time.